He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, I'm back and I'm ready for some action. You are now listening to the Jason Kirkman Show. That's me, Jason Kirkman. I just happen to be lucky enough to be that guy. I am the guy who longs for the nickel soda pop. It's not just the cold, refreshing drink, but the concept about the way of life we used to live here in America. And I'm coming to you from Studio 312 in the beautiful and sunny Tularosa Basin of southern New Mexico. It's where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. Well, most of us anyway. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this great hour of nostalgic music, comedy, and all the fun you can soak in right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
I saw her standing on the corner. What you want? A yellow ribbon in her hand. What you want? I couldn't keep myself from shouting. Oh, look at that!
Look at that!
No, look at that!
Oh, look at that!
Oh, young blood. I tried to walk, but I was laying. I tried to talk, but I just stood it. Now, what's your name?
What's your name?
No, what's your name?
Oh, what's your name?
Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. Well, I can't get you out of my mind. The crazy stuff. So tough, I tried to follow her all the way home. When things went bad, I met her dad. He said,
"You better leave my daughter alone."
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for crying. I saw the rising of the sun.
You're the one.
Oh, young blood. Young blood. Young blood. Well, I can't get you out of my mind. Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. Well, I can't get you out of my mind.
That was the Coasters with Young Blood. Here's the Tokens with Tonight I Fell in Love.
Dum dooby dum mo. Dooby dooby dum.
So fast, I pray that it will last till the end of time.
here's Carl Perkins. He's the man who wrote the song with Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but get off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Honeybees are the only insects that produce food eaten by man. And honey is the only food that includes all of the substances necessary to sustain life, including enzymes, vitamins, minerals, and water. It's the only food that contains an antioxidant associated with improved brain functioning. So grab yourself a piece of toast and spread on a little honey. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show.
Sugar. Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Oh,
was the Archies with Sugar Sugar. Here's Little Richard with Money Honey.
Tell me what was on his mind. He says, money, honey, yeah. Money, honey. Woo-hoo. Money, honey. If you want to get along. Well, screaming fella, what's wrong with you? Hey, from this thing on, our romance is true. Said, tell me, baby, a day that's too late. Uh-huh. Could another man take my place? He says, money, honey.
In 1963, a commercial artist named Harvey Ball was hired to design a smiley face to make employees at the State Mutual Life Assurance Company just a little bit happier. That's according to World Smile Day. In about 10 minutes, Ball drew two dots and a smile into a yellow circle, and the smiley face was born. The company produced posters, buttons, and other materials with the intention of brightening up their employees' moods, not realizing that this motivational image would become a happy staple in our pop culture. Ball only received $45 for his design, according to the New York Times, and he never applied for a trademark or copyright. Bernard and Murray Spain drew up the smiley face in 1970. They added the words, "Have a happy day," and bought the legal rights to the image and the words, according to Business Insider. And that is how the smiley face was born.
Flopped down in my easy chair, and I turned on channel 2. My back on swing, course, all the sound, but the taste of the cold sweet soup. He dropped down in the old sawmill and said, "What do you mean, my life?"
"Then you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus up.
And then
along came Joe. Tall Betty Joe. Slow walking Joe.
Slow talking Joe.
Along came Lonely Laggy Joe. Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. Should've seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was having fit. That villain said,
"You don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then
along came Joe. Tall thin Joe.
Slow talking Joe.
Along came Lonely Laggy Joe.
same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Saw the samples trying to stuff Sweet Sue and the bird and sat. He said,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up again.
And then
he throwed her on the railroad track.
And then
a train started coming.
And then
along came Joe. Tall, thin Joe. Slow walking Joe.
Slow talking Joe.
Along came lonely, lagging Joe. Along came lonely, lagging Joe.
That was the Coasters with Along Came Jones, and here he is, Mr. Jones himself, Mr. George Jones, with White Lightning.
Well, down in Houston, Texas, way back in the hills, lived my pappy daily and he had him a spill. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. He'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's going squeezing.
Shh. White lightning.
Well, a G-man team in the revenues too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my family kept a cooking. Shoo.
White lightning.
Well, I asked my family daily why he called his brew. White lightning instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew. As my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue, lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing. Shoo, my goodness.
White lightning.
Well, a G-man team in the revenues too, searching for a place to remain his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, that they kept a cooking.
White lightning.
Well, the city's liquor came and he said, I'm tough. I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took Walter's blood and drank it on down. I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's going squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, a G-man team and revenues too, searching for a place where it made his brew. They were looking, trying to book it, Pappy kept a cooking.
White lightning.
From a long time ago, here's Bob and Ray with a little comedy, The Home Handyman.
Now it's time once again to pick up some valuable tips for you home handymen as we pay another of our regular visits to the basement workshop of Fred Falvey, the do-it-yourselfer. And Fred, I'm glad I found you at home today. When I saw all those rolled-up newspapers out in your front yard, I was afraid you might be away on vacation.
No, Ray. I rolled up all those papers and scattered them around the yard about a week ago. It's part of a do-it-yourself project I'm involved in.
Well, I can't imagine what it is, Fred, unless it has something to do with all the burglars you'll attract by creating the impression that you're away from home.
No, I admit having all those rolled-up papers in the yard does attract a few prowlers who think the place is deserted, but what little they steal is more than offset by the money I save from leaving papers out there until they get good and soggy.
You just leave them out there in the rain and snow or whatever until it happens again?
Yes. You see, the idea is to let nature convert the newspapers back into wood pulp. Then you can burn them in the fireplace just like logs, only the cost is much less, of course.
Well, it certainly sounds like another wonderful example of better living by doing it yourself, Fred.
I think so.
How long does it take for the natural elements to turn newspapers back into wood pulp?
Well, I'm not really sure, Ray. I read in a book where it would take about 200,000 years for paper to become converted into coal, but I'm certain changing it into wood pulp wouldn't take near that long.
Well, then, I suppose it could even happen within our lifetime.
Oh.
It'll be a real money saver if it does,
too. It does, right.
Now I know that all our beloved friends of the radio audience are anxious to hear about the do-it-yourself project that you've chosen to describe today.
Well, today I've chosen a real money-saving project to describe for our beloved friends of the radio audience. I'm sure most of us are aware that handmade lampshades have gone up in price faster than the general cost of living.
Well, no, I wasn't aware of that, Frank.
Most people are aware of it, Ray. However, it's not generally known that do-it-yourselfers can make lovely lampshades right in the basement workshop just using some inexpensive equipment and a few simple tools.
Well, I noticed that you have some blue paper stacked up here on the workbench. Is that what you're using for your lampshade project?
Yes. This paper is good, sturdy, 20-pound bond, Ray. Comes cut into 8.5 by 11 sheets as a rule, and the colors, these particular sheets, is blue.
So, what do you do after you've selected the color for your lampshade? Do you make some kind of a wire frame to, you know, stretch the paper across?
No, you don't have to get into all that. You just roll a sheet of paper into a sort of a paper cone, taking care to leave the small end large enough to fit around a bulb socket. And then you staple the edges of your paper together using an ordinary office stapler filled with number 5 wire staples. Here, I'll show you how it's done. Like that, and that.
Well, Fred is stapling along the edge of... He's stapling along the edge of his rolled-up sheet of paper. That certainly is making it stay in the conical shape you want. I don't quite know what you're going to do with it, though. What are you going to do with it now?
Well, the rest is actually easy, Ray. I just unscrew this bulb hanging down from the ceiling. Now I put my blue paper shade around the socket like this. And then as I screw the bulb back in, that holds my cone-shaped piece of paper where I want it. That's why I rolled the paper into a cone to make the shade in the first place so the bulb would hold it in place.
I see. Well, of course, this piece of blue paper you've stapled together makes a fine shade for a naked bulb hanging down from the ceiling, but there aren't many fixtures like that around anymore. What if you want a shade for a regular lamp?
Well, you can buy those at any lampshade store, Ray. It's the ones for those old-time ceiling fixtures that are hard to locate. I went to 6 or 7 stores and couldn't find one.
Well, then you can save time as well as money by making your own, if you happen to be one of those rare individuals with an old-time ceiling fixture. So we could certainly say that this is just one more prime example of how to live better by doing it yourself. And we've been privileged to hear all about it directly from the basement workshop of Fred Falvey, the do-it-yourselfer.
Recorded in 1958, here's Johnny Mathis with A Certain Smile.
A certain smile, a certain face can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance can say so many lovely things. Suddenly you know why my heart sings. You love a while, and when love goes, you try to hide the tears inside with a cheerful pose. But in the hush of night, exactly like a bittersweet refrain, comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again. That certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Here are the Crystals with "And Then He Kissed Me." Listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I really, really hope you're having fun. And don't forget to spend some quality time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. When was the last time you planned a vacation with your family? Something to consider. I'd encourage you to plan a vacation that allows you and your family to soak in the natural beauty of the lands around you and the history too. Check out my website at www.jasonkirkman.com.